This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. And today we're looking at Psalm 103 and verse 8, and not 7, as I said earlier. We're looking at verse 8 and we're going through this particular psalm, verse by verse by verse by verse. I love doing that. Sometime earlier, I brought 1 Peter and also 2 Peter verse by verse. And now Psalm 91, and now Psalm 103, and I'm loving it. Verse 8 says this: "The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is compassionate and merciful." Oh, Father, that I would have just a tiny little bit of compassion and mercy in my life. I've just been talking to a friend, and we were talking about parenthood. And how sometimes it's really difficult to understand the wants and the desires of our own children. How they press upon us. They want this, they want that. They don't want this, they don't want that. Sometimes they want nothing to do with us. Sometimes they want us very much. But they are children. And that is how I behave toward my Heavenly Father. Sometimes I'm angry with Him. Sometimes I'm so loving my Father. Yet the relationship breaks down now and again. But always, 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 say always, always, in my relationship with my Heavenly Father, there is a constant. Watch this. And that constant is this: my Heavenly Father is always full of compassion. My Heavenly Father is always merciful. He's always like that. He's always slow to get angry. And He's always filled with a love that cannot fail, with an agape love, with a love that has no beginning, with a love that has no end, with a love that cannot be destroyed just because I get angry or upset with Him. Or on occasion, I turn away from Him. When I was 15 years old, I thought I knew better than God because God didn't want me to go the direction I wanted to go. So I was going to go the direction I wanted to go and not the direction God wanted. And I was out of His presence. I stayed away from His presence until I was 38. And sometimes I look back and think, what wasted years. Father, what could I have done in those years if I had stayed the course, if I had stayed with my eyes focused upon You, without turning to the left or to the right, or just keeping my eyes focused firmly on Jesus? What would I have done? Where would I be now? But the Lord He is full to completion of unfailing love. That love will never stop. It will never cease. It will never flounder. It'll always be there. My Heavenly Father does get angry with me on occasions. But he is very, very slow to get angry. Very slow to get angry. And my Heavenly Father teaches me lesson upon lesson upon lesson. That is the very nature of who he is. And I believe that we have to show other people that same sort of characteristic. I believe that we have to ask God to give us more mercy, to ask our Heavenly Father to pour more compassion into our hearts. Earlier on, I was talking about forgiveness, and we have to forgive immediately. We have to forgive straight away. We can't delay. We can't keep this on the back burner, and I'll forgive when I feel that I've got the compassion in my heart to forgive. But I need to forgive now. I need to show that compassion to that person now. I need to show that person that I am merciful now. And I have to be filled with unfailing love for that person now, not next week. For next week, I may not be here. I have no idea, beloved. I have no idea when my Father is going to call me home and say, your work is done and now you come home. I have no idea when he's going to say that. You have no idea when the Father is going to call you home. And because you have no idea what tomorrow brings, or next week brings, or next month brings, you cannot delay. You cannot delay in showing compassion. You cannot delay in being merciful to those whom you are supposed to be compassionate to and those you are supposed to be merciful to. You cannot delay. You cannot stop this journey, because God is calling you to this journey, and God is saying to you right now, you know what, beloved? I am going to show you how you can change your life for the better. I'm going to show you through my compassion and through my forgiveness and my mercy. I'm going to show you through my grace what it means to show someone else that unfailing love that I have for you. To show that person that compassion. To show that person that mercy. And to show that person, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, that you will be filled with unfailing love for that person. I want you to do something right now, right while I'm bringing you this word. Someone that perhaps you've had an issue with and you are struggling with, that person that infuriates you, and you know exactly who I'm talking about. It could be your child. It could be your mother. It could be your father. It could be an uncle, an aunt. It could be a grandparent. It could be a grandchild. It matters not. That person And you know that as I am speaking these words to you, the Lord is popping into your mind somebody. I don't know who it is. It doesn't matter. But the Lord is laying on your heart someone right now. And that person may well not be listening to Worship Radio 247, but you are. And I believe you're listening to God's word right now for your life, right now, right at this minute. And I want you to send that person a text message. And if you can't text, then I want you to send them an email. I want you to communicate with them somehow and simply say these words: I love you, and I will always love you. That's it, those words only. I love you, and I will always love you. Literally nothing else. Don't try and justify why you're saying it. Don't try and say, I love you, but you shouldn't have hurt me. Or, I love you, and you didn't need to say that to me. Nope, it's gone, it's finished, it's forgotten. You just say these words: I love you, and I always will love you. That person may well text you back, and they may well say, well, you've got a funny way of showing it, whatever. It matters not. Because if you reply to that text and then start to justify yourself, you've lost. And that is not what God wants for you. He wants you to pour your love, your unfailing love toward that person. He wants you to show how compassionate you are, how merciful you are, how that actually now you are slow to get angry and you are full of unfailing love for that person. I want you to do it right now, right at this moment, right at this very second. Get your computer or your cell phone, whatever you're going to use, and you're just going to say those words: I love you, and I will always love you. Our Father is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. Father, Lord God, thank you so much for what you are doing in our lives right at this moment. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power, world without end. Amen and amen.